Time now for business news. Readers are increasingly turning to audiobooks as a way to supplement their reading time, and publishers say it's now expected that an audiobook will account for 10 to 15% of a book's overall sales. NPR's Lynn Neary reports on some of the factors contributing to the growth of audiobooks.
The audiobook industry has grown steadily since the mid-1980s, when major publishing houses began recording some of their biggest new titles. Just last month, audiobook publishers reported a 14% increase in sales between 2001 and 2003. Anna Maria Alessi, an associate publisher at Harper's Audio, says audiobooks are a perfect match for time-starved readers used to multitasking.
Audiobook listeners are some of the most avid readers, and so what they are able to do is increase their reading by putting it on in the car or while they're jogging. Or in one case that I read about recently, a fellow who put it in his earphones when he's swimming at the pool.
Public awareness of audiobooks grew as more recordings of bestsellers began showing up in bookstores. And just as Harry Potter proved to be a phenomenon in print, the audio version of the series also racked up huge sales. David Nagar, president of the audio division at Random House, says the Harry Potter books, narrated by Jim Dale, introduced a lot of kids and their parents to audiobooks.
We have a lot of adults who call and tell us how much Jim Dale sucked them in and got them listening to hours and hours and hours of audio tape, and then they said, you know what, let me see what else I can find.
What they found was pretty much every bestseller, fiction, nonfiction, self-help, available on cassette and CDs. Some of the books are read by professional narrators, some by celebrities. Sean Penn narrated Bob Dylan's Chronicles, for example. Others, like Bill Clinton's My Life, are read by the author.
I was born on my grandfather's birthday, a couple of weeks early, weighing in at a respectable 6 pounds, 8 ounces, on a 21-inch frame. Mother and I came home to her parents' house on Hervey Street in Hope, where I would spend the next 4 years. That old house seemed massive and mysterious to me then, and still holds deep memories today.
Mary Beth Roach, president of the Audio Publishers Association, says the narrator is often critical to the success of an audio book.
You know, you really struggle. Do you want a male or a female reader, or do you go for a multi-voice production? So I think there's a lot of thought goes into who's going to be the right voice, who's going to make the best interpretation of the book.
Some audiobook fans buy a tape as much for the narrator as for the book. A big hit for Roach's company, Audio Renaissance, was Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, read by the award-winning narrator, Simon Preble.
Some years ago, there was in the city of York a society of magicians. They met upon the third Wednesday of every month and read each other long, dull papers upon the history of English magic. They were gentlemen magicians, which is to say, they had never harmed anyone by magic, nor ever done anyone the slightest good.
Another development may represent the future of audiobooks, digital downloading. Audible.com, the biggest provider of audiobooks online, reported an increase in sales from 5.1 million in 2001 to 18.4 in 2003. Audible.com publisher Beth Anderson says her company has brought new and younger listeners to audiobooks.
Because it was a new technology, we were marketing to a whole new audience of people, people who had never listened to an audiobook before, but people who had a device and were looking for something new to do with it. And so we were attracting people who'd never listened to an audiobook. In fact, half of our customers even today have never listened to an audiobook before they come to our site and download something from Audible.com.
As for that young audience that discovered audiobooks online, well, there's an even younger one discovering them at their mother's knee. Harper's Anna Maria Alessi likes to tell this story about her 7-year-old who's been listening to the Chronicles of Narnia on tape.
One day he and I were at the library together and he saw a hard copy, a hardcover book of one of the Narnias. And he turned to me and he said, "Oh, look, Mom, it's a book too." And I was like, "Yes, that's the way I want you to think. Audio first, book second."
And that's what the audiobook industry wants, because the prevailing belief in the business is once you've heard one book, you'll want to hear more. But keep in mind, an unabridged audio version of a book is likely to cost more than the hardcover. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Samples of some of today's most popular audiobooks are at npr.org.